Like the rest of the country, Nevada is seeing a record-breaking spike in unemployment claims. In response, Governor Steve Sisolak placed a moratorium on evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. KUNR's Paul Boger reached out to Rita Gareggio, a lawyer with Washoe Legal Services, a nonprofit legal aid organization, to talk about what the governor's directive means.
Rita, could you first break down the governor's order for me?
I think what it's trying to accomplish is something that I think we universally agree is a good thing, right? Keeping people housed during this pandemic. Obviously, we've all been told to stay home. And, you know, if we're getting evicted, whether it's because we can't pay the rent or whether it's simply because our lease is up and the landlord wants us out, this doesn't seem the best time to allow people to be put out of their home if we do, in fact, want to flatten the curve and keep the population healthy.
So is this an outright moratorium on all evictions?
The directive is pretty specific in stating that there is an exception to the no eviction or foreclosure rule, which has to do with tenants that are that pose a danger either to the health and safety of other tenants or tenants who are causing substantial property damage, that kind of a thing. So there is kind of a fairly narrow exception there. The directive is clear that no cause evictions, evictions for non-payment of rent, even lease violations are not going to be heard by the courts at this time, and that landlords are prohibited from serving eviction notices.
Does the directive cover people living in motels or weeklies?
So the rule is that if someone lives in a hotel or a motel for 30 consecutive days or more, or if they manifest an intent to become a long-term resident, then they're protected under landlord-tenant laws. I do believe that people in weeklies are covered by the directive. The hotel-motel question, it's kind of a nuanced one, but if you're really a long-term resident at a hotel or a motel, then you should be covered.
So at this point, are you still hearing complaints from tenants?
Already, we're getting reports of tenants that are being threatened by their landlords. We had a case of a tenant who told us that their property manager texted everyone and said that rent is due on the 1st, and that if it's not paid on the 1st, that they're going to be charged the late fee. And if they don't pay the rent and the late fee, or, you know, just the rent, if they pay on the 1st, that they will be evicted. So I think as legal aid providers, the focus for us right now is to get this information to tenants so that they do know their rights, and so that if they are being threatened in any way, they know to reach out to us, you know, meaning legal aid providers in town. And they can also reach out to the Attorney General's office. Because again, the directive is very clear as to what landlords can and cannot do. Something else we started seeing are landlords saying, "Oh no, I can't come into your unit to, you know, to fix your leaky faucet because of COVID-19." And again, the governor's directive is very clear in stating that, you know, the directive doesn't mean that landlords, if they're contractually obligated to repair things in a tenant's unit, this doesn't mean that they're relieved of that obligation. Just like tenants aren't relieved of the obligation to pay rent, right? So rent is still due, and if you can pay it, you must pay it. But if you can't pay it because you absolutely don't have a job, you won't get evicted while the directive is in place.
Rita, at the end of all this, what mechanism is there in place to prevent the mass evictions? I mean, is that a concern of yours at all right now?
As legal aid practitioners, we're trying to take things one step at a time. But that is, you know, our next concern. Our next concern is, what is the plan, you know, from the courts to sort of deal with, you know, the backlog, if you will? I mean, certainly, there will be people who can't pay their rent. There will be people who the landlords before this would have had the right to evict.
Rita Greggio oversees the Consumer and Housing Unit of Washoe Legal Services. Rita, thank you for joining me.